these headlines point us back to what really matters. Ordinary neighbors showing extraordinary care. I'm Johan Heinrichs, and this is Neighborly Headlines, real stories of kindness, community, and faith in action across Canada. Let's take a look at what's been happening close to home. Most days, headlines rush past us full of noise. But tucked inside are some stories that remind us that kindness and faith are at work in ordinary places. Today, we've got seniors building community around food in a small town, British Columbia. Strangers running towards danger in Surrey. And Newfoundland doing what Newfoundland does best, showing up. Let's get right into our stories. In Lumbee, BC, nearly 100 seniors packed into the White Valley Community Center for the town's first seniors' wellness and food fair. There was chair exercises, live music, cooking demos, a cakewalk, and a whole lot of practical support in one place. The event was built from direct feedback from seniors who said they wanted to help around food and more chances to connect. The broader project includes things like food sharing carts and cold storage, community kitchen tools and meal prep, and even trial transportation connection so seniors can get to groceries and appointments more easily. What I love about this story is that care didn't show up as a program. It showed up as neighbors paying attention and then doing something useful. Connection and dignity can look like a warm room, a shared meal plan, and somebody remembering your name. It's a small glimpse into what it looks like when we take seriously the call to love our neighbor, not in theory, but in the calendar, the budget, and the actual ride to the grocery store. Now for our next story. Two neighbors run towards the fire. In Cloverdale, Surrey, a house explosion sent debris and glass across the street, and the home quickly became fully engulfed. Two men, Jared Rempel and Steve Appleyard, weren't firefighters. They didn't even know each other before that day, but when they heard someone screaming inside, they forced their way in, tore the door off its hinges, and pulled the injured occupant out to safety. Paramedics airlifted the victim to the hospital, and a joint investigation is underway into the cause. Now, the fire itself isn't the good news. This is the kind of neighbor story that strips life down to the basics. Someone's in danger and you need help, so you move. It's not polished, it's not safe, it's not glamorous, we don't even know how it turned out. It's just courage and work boots. Neighbors sacrificing for the sanctity of life. Sometimes loving your neighbor is literally choosing presence over self-preservation, and trusting that the right thing is still the right thing, even when your heart is pounding. Now it's time for our Neighborhood Watch segment. Before we get into our last story, it's time for Neighborhood Watch, where we peek at the curious, interesting calls Canadians sometimes make about their neighbors. Because sometimes community life isn't dramatic, it's just unexpectedly complicated, and sometimes we're the quirky ones. After you hear today's call, head over to our Care Impact Facebook group and vote in the poll. Would you call this one in, talk to your neighbor, let it go, or quietly stew behind the blinds? This story takes us to Mississauga, Ontario. Several neighbors filed complaints after a front yard grew well past the city's 20-centimeter grass limit. Tall grass, wildflowers, what bylaw officers labeled as nuanced weeds. At first, it looked like neglect, but the homeowner said the lawn wasn't abandoned, it was intentional. They'd stopped mowing to create pollinator-friendly, neutralized garden, meant to support bees and the local biodiversity. No sign explaining it, no note to the neighbors, just a quiet shift from suburban lawn to something that looked wild. So neighbors called the city, bylaw officers came out, contractors were eventually sent in to mow it down, and the homeowners were billed. Standard procedure. The twist? The homeowner didn't just complain, they took the city to court. And in a surprising turn, a judge ruled that parts of Mississauga's grass and weed bylaw violated freedom of expression, saying the homeowner had the right to express environmental values through their yard. In other words, the lawn won. This is a quick reminder that one neighbor's eyesore can be another neighbor's manifesto. But also, maybe put a sign up before your lawn accidentally becomes a constitutional case. Remember, you can go vote right now on our Care Impact Facebook group. Would you call this one in? Talk to your neighbor, let it go, or struggle deeply with the urge to retaliate and maybe cut some grass? It's funny how things can escalate. Grass height, parking, snow shoveling, fence lines. But underneath it, most of us are just trying to feel safe, respected, and at home. Neighborliness starts when we choose curiosity before assumption and conversation before complaint. Now let's get on with our last story. We've got you in minivan form. In Gander, Newfoundland in Labrador, about 200 air passengers ended up unexpectedly stranded after their flights from Toronto to Montreal couldn't land in St. John's due to weather. The problem was simple. Not enough taxis to get everyone to hotels. One hotel staff member posted in a local Facebook group, and within minutes, volunteers offered rides. Within about an hour, passengers were settled into rooms, and the next morning there were so many volunteer drivers that some were turned away. You see, Gander didn't organize a response. They just responded. When a community practices hospitality long enough, it stops being a special event and becomes muscle memory. That's what we're going after. This is the quiet goodness of neighborly love. Not waiting to be asked perfectly, just seeing a need and filling the gap. These headlines remind us that good news is still all around us if we take the time to notice. Do you have a story of care happening in your neighborhood? Share it at neighborlypodcast.ca or join our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. Neighborly is an initiative of Care Impact, a Canadian charity equipping churches, agencies, and communities with tech and training to care better together. Learn more at careimpact.ca. I'm Johan Heinrichs, and this has been Neighborly Headlines, because every story of care deserves to be seen and shared. Turning over tables, tearing down walls, building up the bridges between the souls of these turning over tables, breaking off chains when I see